side to this good day, find what it is that motivates you beyond falling into that hole that looks on the dark side. You want the good side. You want value, something of value, an experience that may be not so good. Earlier this morning, I was talking about how the news media is happy to play the numbers for unemployment on the negative side, but there were 39,000 new jobs last month. Where'd you see that in the headlines?
Do you think those are holiday jobs?
No, they weren't holiday. That was the point.
No.
They're
okay.
Non-holiday. They have ways of separating these numbers out statistically, and they call them non-holiday and holiday
good
jobs. I've forgotten that's not, it's a seasonal. I think that's what they
seasonal,
refer
yes.
to them as, seasonal and non-seasonal jobs. Seasonal jobs are like farm jobs. Often those are 6, 7, 8 months out of the year, and then they go away for the winter months. And those are stumbling blocks to keeping people in the economy all the time. And those are the people that usually are the ones that collect unemployment, the ones who work 8 months out of the year, and they've chosen a particular kind of work, or maybe that's all they can do, and then they're off for 3 months. Sort of reminds me of the Stella. Remember when I was in Chicago, the story of the taxi driver who was Pakistani, and he worked in this country from April until December, or Easter till Christmas, and they took the money that he made. He works 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and he takes the money, goes back to India, and spends 3 months with his family, and then comes back here, works for 8 or 9 months, does the same thing. He's been doing it for 17 years.
Yep.
He's not collecting anything, but there are those people who don't have any place to go. If you were the fellow who drives the taxi cab in Chicago, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, he's making maybe $70,000 over that period of time. And he lives frugally in an inexpensive apartment where he goes basically to sleep and eat. That's his existence. Imagine that as your existence. Alone, small one-bedroom, maybe studio apartment. You bring in almost $70,000 in a year. About $20,000 it costs you. So you bring home $40,000-some-odd to Pakistan. And the folks in the family live like kings, like the Jamaicans that used to tell me when they came up here from Jamaica, they would work for, they'd think $1 an hour down there was good.
Wow.
$1 an hour was good. They'd make $10 a day. They'd make $70 a week. Up here, they made $10, $12, depending on who they were working for. And they would work 6, 7 months out of the year, and they'd go back to Jamaica and bring the money with them and use it to build houses and to take care of their families, et cetera, et cetera. But then the new president of that country stopped all of that, and Haiti is in a financial ruin. They can't deal with the problems of the hurricane and the infrastructure because they have nobody working, nobody making any money, no taxes. So they haven't anything. You'd think that the people there would be smart enough to want to have the people go off the island, make money, bring it back to the island to spend it there to make it healthy. Wouldn't you think? Hello, am I the only one who thinks that?
One would think, wouldn't one?
One would think, wouldn't one?
One would.
One would.
Who's one?
One would be you, Roberta.
You.
Or Jennifer would be one, or Richie would be one, or Clay would be one. It would be one of...
You, Dudley, are
I am
the one.
I am, well, depends on to whom or with whom you are speaking, Richard, how that works, how it could work. But reality is, really, I'm not being a wise guy, you have these silly problems that are created by people that are trying to control you. It's all the president of Jamaica is trying to do. Control of, we can't have all these people leave the island. Why? They go, they make money, and they come back again. And they're not illegally here. They have all of the ones I've ever come across, all had green cards. They're all proud of their connection to America, as a matter of fact. That's one of the things that this current Hispanic revolution doesn't touch on. Most of the people that I have met, that Pakistani that was the cab driver was proud to be here in America. He has a card. He did it legally. His father was a professor at Northwestern, became a citizen. It happened that this fellow didn't want to be a citizen. He wants to be a citizen of Pakistan, but he's here legally, mm-hmm. pays his taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's wrong with that? Nothing. There's zero wrong with that guy doing what he's doing, or the Jamaicans that I talk about, or many of the others. State of Florida has decided they're going to do what Arizona is doing. Hmm. And we'll talk about that in light of this problem with immigration that seems to have been swept under the carpet for the past, three, four, 5 months, or maybe last year or so, because many of them are leaving because they can't find jobs. But there are some who have stayed, and we'll talk about what Florida wants to do about that in a moment here on Good Day. It's 13 past the hour.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A do not disturb sign is attached as well. And a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something we'll make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
All right, now 16 after the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the latest from Florida, Roberta. The state wants to be on the front line in battling illegal immigration. 800,000 undocumented workers in Florida.
Whoa.
800. And now they're all over the place because the season's beginning. People are pouring down. The snowbirds are coming.
But also, what are they doing? Picking the citrus, the oranges?
There is that as well, yes. Beside being in the service industry, they are in the agricultural industry. And through the year, there is much for them to do, depending on which part of the state. They can travel around the state, and they do, and they don't carry proper documentation. One of the things about Florida that you've hit upon, Roberta, is the fact that there are opportunities for picking and working in various agricultural industries. Mm-hmm. And so they move from part A of the state to part B of the state to part C of the state. And so you really can't keep a close eye on them. They're not staying in one place. Florida has been flirting with releasing an immigration bill since summertime. You said that you first heard about this August?
Last August they were talking about it.
Started talking about it before the election. Yep. And so now state attorney general and some of those in the state House of Representatives are working on a bill, but they apparently are not in any big rush to file the bill. And one would wonder about that. Why would that be? Why wouldn't you want to get at the problem unless this is just all a political
move? I mean, 800,000, that's a lot of workers. In agriculture, I mean, what are they going to do if you suddenly lose that entire workforce?
Well, how many unemployed people Florida? How many people are
unemployed? You're going to give people jobs. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah. How many unemployed people, you know, want to pick strawberries?
You know what? That's TS. I'm sick of listening to people say, how many people want to? I'm tired of writing a check every week to give to somebody so they can sit on their fat ass and do nothing at my expense. I'm working my ears off here trying to keep my business going, and I keep hearing that people are going to take more of my tax money so they can support these people who are sitting around doing nothing. Is that the case with all of them? No. There are some who legitimately need help. They need it now. Mm-hmm. They need it any time of the year. But there are people, you know them, Roberta, and mm-hmm. I know them, who screw the system and are pleased to tell you that they're working under the table, they haven't really gone, and they get phony certification from companies that say they went and checked out a job and they weren't hireable or whatever else that is. Meanwhile, look at any of the lists, Craigslist, Monster. Go to the newspapers if they're still being printed. Look online. There are kajillions of jobs. You say, well, I'm not qualified for that. So get qualified, Fred. Why should Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Clay Cohut and Jennifer Horn, through their tax involvement...
Or find something that you're overqualified for.
Well, we're paying for people to go out. Yeah, I mean, find your... Somebody says they're not going to hire you because you're overqualified. Hello. You say to them, well, what does that got to do with anything? Would you want to have me here if I was overqualified?
Right, if I'm willing to do the job.
Because I can go. If I'm willing for $10 an hour to take the job, maybe I can work into something... for which I am qualified. Those are the stupidest arguments. Anyway, the bill they're worried about, apparently the reason they haven't filed is because they want to make sure it will withstand any legal challenge, like the feds.
I'll tell you the other thing here, Doug.
Yeah, really?
Earlier in the day, we were playing a cut from somebody in our countdown show, and he said, I don't have time to get into this now, but I contend that if you ended the minimum wage, you would not have unemployment in this country.
Meaning, Roberta,
that you cannot pay somebody $7 and whatever it says cents an hour sometimes to pick strawberries. That's where the illegal workers...
That's what creates the underground economy that we're talking about here.
Yep.
That is the illegal worker. So you pay them what they're worth.
So if you got rid of the minimum wage, that underground economy would go away, and you would be able to pay people that are... citizens of this country to do the work that people think that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
But then if it costs more to pick these fruits and vegetables and what have you, the prices are going to go up in the supermarket.
Call the marketplace.
But if you get rid of the minimum wage, it doesn't cost more. You can pay them $5 or $6 an hour as opposed to $7.53 or whatever.
People like my milk and they pay $9 a gallon for it at the farm. People want the lettuce that my friend Tommy Hansen grows, so he gets... couple of bucks ahead for it when you can buy it down at the supermarket for a buck and a quarter. Which one would you rather eat? The one that they just picked and brought into the farm stand 15 minutes ago? Or one that was picked last week in some desert locale in Arizona? I think that, which, by the way, after that
or
was
in Guatemala.
Done, there is no nutrition left.
Or in China.
Yeah, right, even worse. All right, using your heads is what...
Sprayed with lead.
20, we had a vaccine.
I had a lead here.
Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and call
call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
The same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now simply by logging on to DougStephan.com.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger.
Birthday time, 24 after the hour, Monday the 6th of December with Peter Buck, guitarist with R.E.M. Mm. That's a good song.
Great song.
Oh, Losing My Religion.
Great band.
That's good.
That's you in the spotlight.
Better me than you, Richie.
Yeah, obviously.
Right, so he's 54 today, born in the state 1956.
Wow.
I feel like it's always his birthday. Is that weird?
What, because you hear these songs?
I don't know.
Of the groups that are...
R.E.M., three guys in the band, and we hear their birthday every other day.
Every day. That's how I feel.
It's a great life, isn't it?
All right, we'll switch it up for you.
Steve Alamo.
Every day I have to cry a song.
Fairly insignificant actor of sorts. And fairly insignificant pop. There's something about his name, though, that everybody remember this name. Or you crack the song, it's not a bad song.
Oh
my.
Every day I have to cry.
Don King, the boxing promoter's birthday is today, Richie.
Hey.
Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, all that were his...
Yeah, for more boxers than anybody in the world.
Yeah, and stole a lot
And ruined boxing.
He ruined Williams, the actress's birthday.
Made boxing, then ruined it.
Today, yeah. Tom Hulce, is that how you pronounce his name? H-U-L-C-E.
H-U-L-C-E. Hulce.
Hulce.
You know who he is, right?
No.
Looks a little like Tom... Like Tom Hanks.
Where's he from? What's he do?
He was in the Heidi Chronicles, The Inner Circle, and National Lampoon's Animal House.
I know
Animal
House.
Strange look in Amadeus. His eyes look a little strange.
Huh.
You know him as a son. Honestly. Oof Ekberg. Keyboardist for Ace.
They have a lot of birthdays.
Of bass. This is also. We have three good songs. They were all good songs today.
Uh-huh.
We go through... birthday. We seem to find more famous musicians than anybody else celebrating. I'm looking through the list to see if I can find somebody else who's not a musician, and I'm not having any luck. As far as the circumstances.
Oh, you know whose birthday it is? I noticed on Facebook.
Who's that, Richie?
It's Craig Newmark, the
creator of Craigslist.
Creator of Craigslist.
Oh, and my cousin Pat from North Carolina. Hey.
Hey, Pat.
Happy birthday.
Hi.
Andy Ludlum's birthday is today, I believe.
Ah, radio guy.
Yep. We have lots of those radio guys hanging
Maybe
around.
Maybe tomorrow.
So, intelligence. When is Richie's birthday? It was last week.
That's right.
Who else do we have a birthday? Isn't somebody else in our crew have a birthday this week?
It's mine.
When is yours?
No, it's not. Andy Ludlum's not till next week. brother.
I sent him a birthday wish last night because my Facebook page said it was his birthday.
Yeah, it said his birthday is coming up this
week.
I
told him that I would give him a present at the Good Day Show if he was a good boy.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's right, exactly.
It's like herpes.
All right. Good judgment.
You would know.
Yeah. Powerful feelings, high ideals. That marks someone whose birthday is today. Independent thinker. You do not value much intervention from others. You seem to think that you have. You're a little inflexible, those of you who are born on this day. Nevertheless, you are achievers. You believe in truth and wisdom. What is that? It sounds like the intro to Superman with truth, justice, and the American way. Between the ages of 16 and 45, you emphasize practicalness in your life. A lot of people who are Sages are practical. Others are just crazy, not practical at all. It depends on where your moon is and your rising sign. I always need to check that out. And numerology is sometimes important to check out with regard to your birthday as well. 28 after on Good Day.
It's called the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act.
The most sweeping overhaul of our finance laws and regulations since the Great Depression.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The federal government has just created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's an agency
that will protect consumers against predatory lending practices.
AARP financial educator John Dauphiné says the details in the contracts, loans, and other transactions will be easier to understand.
More plain English, plain language, disclosures, things that are shorter, things that are written in everyday terms that real people can understand without all the legalese. But many consumer advocates make the argument that it's absolutely needed. Many of the problems were created because people were getting into very complex financial products they didn't know anything about.
More tomorrow. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Fasinelli.
She rocks.
Clay Picasso. Oh, no, it's Clay Cohen. I actually have, we need to go visit with Pierre for a moment because there's big news from France.
I'm not so sure Pierre can make it with us today.
Really, because he got a bad voice?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll save this then for another time.
It's
when
funnier
Pierre.
When Pierre is only halfway here, actually. I prefer those days.
I like it when Pierre speaks Spanish instead of French.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Spanglaze.
It's just a romance.
34 yeah. After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Do you think, with all the death threats against Julian Assange, that he can survive? He has moved himself to Switzerland.
He'll end up in jail for it.
Dodging. What is he going to jail for?
For
what's
rape.
He done that's wrong?
Rape.
Ah, that's a trumped-up charge. Most
you
everybody
think?
Is. And it's just some
are
way
sure?
of them to have it. I would more believe that it was than not, frankly. Just whatever these governments have said about him, they'll do anything to protect their own image and their own idea of what is proper to have the public know and what the public ought not to know. So you see all of these cables back and forth, hundreds of death threats, and most of them are coming. Let's see here. There is a Clay was telling us earlier that WikiLeaks really isn't now, even though they're trying to pull the plug on it here, they're everywhere. It doesn't make any difference because this the headline that I saw that caught my eye, Clay, because that was the most interesting one. Could WikiLeaks survive without Assange? It doesn't. WikiLeaks doesn't even need to be there, according to what you've said. The stuff
right.
that was there has now found a life on hundreds, if not thousands, of other websites. Right?
The problem would be, I guess, in what that article is talking about, is WikiLeaks has set it up to where other websites can mirror what they have up there now.
What does that mean? Explain that to folks listening.
So. Other sites can basically copy WikiLeaks files and put it up.
But that's the case with it. People can copy my stuff and put it on their site.
But not the entire website. Like, say I have a domain that's claycohut.com, and I want to take – this was basically allowing it to copy and paste all of WikiLeaks, the entire website. You could go to claycohut.com, and it would function and feel exactly like WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
So the question isn't – the question is that you just posed is – could it survive without Julian Assange? And the answer is, it could survive as it is now without Julian Assange, as like a time capsule. But mm-hmm. it couldn't continue to function as an organization without Assange, possibly.
All right, so is that the same way? So If we don't have Zuckerberg at Facebook, does Facebook not survive?
Yeah, a better question would be, if we don't have Doug Steffen, could the Good Day show survive?
Not as Doug Steffen's Good Day. It could be Clay Cohut's Good Day, or Jennifer Horn's Good Day, or Rich McFadden's Good Day. Never could it be Roberta Fasinelli's Good Day.
Why not?
Never.
Why not? 100.
Never in a thousand.
Why not?
Because I'd come back from the grave.
To haunt me.
To get you. Wouldn't happen. These gas bag politicians who are all upset as usual, shooting from the hip. I love seeing Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader in the Senate, calls Assange a, quote, high-tech terrorist.
I love the Canadian Prime Minister wants to take a hit out on him.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, right.
That's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that's my thing.
Yeah, put out a contract.
I want to know. I mean, I think the guy's a dirtbag, but I want to know.
Wait,
what
Mitch McConnell or Assange?
All of them, yeah, all the politicians, I think.
They're all dirtbags.
But Assange, too.
Right.
I don't think it's healthy, but I do think he has served a purpose, and I do think he has done us a favor as citizens of the United States.
Yep.
In that, look how loosely our secrets are apparently
guarded.
Well,
but look at all the things that are considered secrets. Why shouldn't we know? Oops,
No.
Why can't we know most of this stuff?
Forget that. Let's say they consider these things secrets.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's say that some of them are really, really secrets that we shouldn't be letting out. And let's say some are, who cares? But they regard them as secrets. How are all these things being leaked?
Yeah.
Why are all these things being leaked?
Where are they coming from?
And who is not doing their job?
Because the government is not.
Where are they coming from?
Right. The government
is. I don't think this guy should be leaking this stuff either.
No.
But it's your fault that he has them.
Right.
I figured it out. Joe Biden's been hanging out in a bar.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. But the encrypted password.
This one.
That is these doomsday files. Yeah, right. You want to hear about my wife? 250,000
of them.
250,000 diplomatic cables were released over the weekend, and they have information about Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay, and the information that the these guys couldn't encrypt that confirmed our soldiers killing civilians, stuff like that, that we as Americans ought to know. We ought to know that. We need to know that that's the case. Why wouldn't you think that that would be the case? I want to know that stuff, frankly. Bothers me now. So how about PayPal suspending donations to WikiLeaks? Just another pressure point for government to get at, for people who have been embarrassed to get at these guys. How do you use PayPal?
Well, that's the first point of attack when the United States government goes after, or any government goes after, a terrorist organization, is to cut off their money.
Yeah, and it hasn't only been their money. They were accepting donations through PayPal, and that was one of the highest sources.
As a result of this, or just in an ongoing fashion, they did it?
It's a result of all the controversy, and they said that they're doing illegal activities.
Who said
but
that?
They've also been dropped by their hosting provider, which is why they're doing the whole letting people copy the files.
Yeah, but the only reason they've been dropped by all these people is because the government's putting pressure on all of them to basically try to stop what's going on because they're embarrassed by it.
Exactly. Even Twitter has been rumored to be censoring it.
Yeah. There's a lot of heat. Somebody's working overtime to try to kibosh this. And as Clay pointed out earlier several times, you're not going to kibosh these guys.
You know, if you're such a fan, I think maybe you should give Assange the ability to post all of his new postings at GoodDay.com. GoodDayShow.com.
I'm fine with that.
Next Stephen Show.
Yeah, help yourself. Why not? What do I care? And then you look at what the government of China is doing. The diplomatic cables from WikiLeaks portraying them as vacillating between paranoia and their ability to control, all worried about what they can control. If they have everything that the rest of the world has in terms of communication, how will they be able to control? This is how foolish these people are. They don't think that the rest of the people in their country know what's going on. Look at what you're buying, what you're able to build, what's going on in the country. Yeah, these people are naive. They're like children. Isn't it interesting? Remember what the Google, what did they try to shut Google off, right, a few months ago?
In China, yeah.
China, yeah. And they couldn't. You can't. This stuff is, it's pervasive. It's like ants coming out of an anthill. Isn't it? Sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, So that's, I guess, the update on Assange. I guess we get down to the who cares department when it's there. Really, Roberta, you care about this stuff?
I think I do, yeah.
Care about in what way?
Well, it affects all of us, and, ah. and I think the internet is ultimately the way to world peace.
Everybody gets together. There are no more boundaries.
Communication is the way to world peace.
Yep, sure is. I'm with you on that one.
That's why I care about it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, communication.
And yet they want to stop it because it's not in the governments of the world's best interest to have everybody get along.
Roberta's right. Look at all of the good that it can do. Like, for example, a couple of years ago in Iran, the Twitter phenomenon when the government was trying to suppress all of the protests and they were tweeting about what was going on. It was an amazing, amazing thing to watch the people of Iran take control of the situation via Twitter on their cell phones. Yeah. But then at the same time, you have terrorist organizations like the Taliban recruiting through the internet. So there's just this dichotomy of just total extremes working with and against each other to help make the world a more peaceful place and a more violent place.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing tool.
Yeah, it is. It's modern day, Richie. We're in the modern world.
And
this is the new world order.
Somewhere in the middle there, DougSteffen.com.
That's right.
Yep.
That's it. Doug Steffen's in the middle of everything. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual. Your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounced checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, Go to MontellMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontellMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
All right, hold on a second. Oh, wait a minute. Richie.
What?
It's time for more exciting conversation. Where's that the rejoin that we have? It's time for more malicious gossip.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. We actually do have some malicious gossip.
Do you?
Might want to formally introduce the jerk of the day. I've often, you know, I'm really pretty good at people. Would you say, Jennifer, that I'm pretty good at figuring people out?
It's time for absolutely.
So when you've heard me talk about this guy, whether it's, you pronounce his name Duhamel. How do you pronounce Duhamel?
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Duhamel. Okay. Have I told you before that I thought the guy was a jerk?
I don't know if you have.
Yes.
Why is he a jerk?
He's a jerk. Well, the most recent indication, last Friday, he was kicked off of a plane because he wouldn't turn off his BlackBerry. He was on a flight from New York to Kentucky, asked by a flight attendant to turn off the device. He said, no, I'm on it. I'm busy. Fellow passenger said he was extraordinarily rude, and then he teased the attendant about it. The plane was on the runway, and the stewardess said to the captain that she had a problem. He turned back, went to the gate, and police came on the plane to take him off. And because of his rudeness, his ego, it cost people 90 minutes of their lives because he's an a-hole. I've always told you that I thought he was an a-hole.
Do you think that maybe alcohol was involved?
I don't know. Make any difference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, he's an a-hole.
No.
Number one, he gets the jerk of the day. Now, we then have the Jerk Kid Award of the Day.
Not me. Come on, Doug.
No, these are these are younger than you. The Joslin children, apparently.
Goslin.
Are, what I say?
Joslin.
What's, how do you pronounce it?
Goslin.
Goslin.
Goslin, what I say?
Joslin.
Joslin, Goslin, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Produce.
Whatever. Produce.
They are.
Wait, why why does pronunciation not matter, but word diction matters?
It depends on to whom you are
speaking. Young Clay calling you out.
He can go call me out. I've got the bigger gun. And I'm sharper and faster at the draw
from
than
the
he is.
From the mouth of babes.
Well, this is going to be the gunfight at the OK Corral. Guess who's going to lose?
It's the goon fight at the OK Corral.
Anyway, these the Goslin or Goslin or whoever ruining Christmas for their classmates at school. They don't believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, this really ticked me.
Mother has told them there is no such thing as Santa Claus. So they're going around the school telling everybody, there's no Santa Claus, there's no Santa Claus, no Santa Claus. So,
liar.
A couple of kids you want to boot
Santa
in the
Claus.
Butt.
Of course there is.
Santa Claus.
Of course there's a Santa Claus. Since when did you think there was no Santa Claus?
Why would those kids go around saying such
because
things?
Because they're jerks. They get what they're like from their parents who are jerks. And so, what do you suppose Charlie Sheen's children are going to be like? What do you think?
Give us all that crack, man.
Wild. Crazy.
Huh? You took care of the rumor about Bristol Palin denial that her mother made her do it. I don't buy that for a second. I may not like Sarah Palin particularly as a candidate for president. I think she's an interesting lady. I think Bristol is adorable. I don't care whether Todd's on Bristol with the Stars or Dancing with the Stars or not. The fact that Margaret Cho... who is Margaret Cho?
Yeah, she's a comedian. She's pretty rude.
Okay.
Very rude.
Yeah. So why would you even pay any attention? Why would you give these people who are jerkleburgers like that even the courtesy of a reply? Why would you bother to even? It's like when somebody says something to me, Richie, you say, let it go.
Absolutely.
Who cares?
Absolutely.
Nobody's going to know. Everybody will forget about
it. Why let it
bother
you?
It'll be like yesterday's trash.
Why let it bother you?
Why bother? Right. Kim Kardashian is looking for a baby daddy.
That's old news.
It is?
She's been looking for a baby daddy, according to the tabloids, for 5 years.
No, why did you volunteer, Doug?
You know, I look at a couple of them. They're kind of actually...
Kim Kardashian's a...
Yeah.
She's very plasticky, though. That's the only
thing. Is she too much plastic?
I don't know.
Right. Well, check it out. Let me know, Ricky. Will you please? 51 after on Good Day.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
38.
Tax cuts and jobless benefits. Could a compromise be in the works? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona. He is a key Republican in the Senate, the minority whip. And on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, Kyle said that unemployment benefits, which are running out for millions of Americans, should be in the recipe for fighting the lingering effects of the recession.
The key here is to put people back to work, to get economic growth going again. We're never going to get out of the deficit that we have unless we have economic growth in this country.
That's all well and good, but what about this compromise we're hearing about? Republicans have to this point resisted the idea of extending jobless benefits beyond its already record 99 weeks, but Senator Kyle said he would support extending the benefits in exchange for extending all of the so-called Bush-era tax cuts, including the cuts for those making more than $250,000 a year. That's something most Democrats have been against, and that includes Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
The notion that we would give tax cuts to those making over $1 million a year, which is the Republican position, and then turn our backs on 2 million Americans who will lose unemployment benefits before Christmas is unconscionable.
So, said Durbin, any debate on tax cuts would have to include, well, let's let him say it.
Well, I can tell you that without unemployment benefits being extended, personally, this is a non-starter.
So, there you have a framework for a likely compromise that extends tax cuts for everyone while extending jobless benefits. There's more work to be done, of course, and much more rhetoric to be heard. The big problem in any compromise in Washington is that the parties involved on both sides need to come up with a way to claim victory and then pat themselves on the back telling us it's good for the American people. And that could take a while. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The East and the West have had two different starts to the season. In the East, cold snowmaking gradually taking hold, and we've had a nice long stretch to this point, 5 or 6 days in a row. In the West, it's been record-setting snow back in November, and they continue to ride those great patch powder conditions as more resorts are coming on board across the country. In Vermont, Okemo ready to ride now on 19 runs. They anticipate being up to 25 runs by midweek. Killington in Vermont with almost 30 trails open and a couple of dozen already groomed out. Skylark, Bittersweet, Eastfall, those are nice, easy cruisers for you to make a nice long top-to-bottom run. In the Poconos, Big Boulder got open this past weekend, about 8 trails ready to ride. While at Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania, 9 trails riding on good patch powder snow. You know Seven Springs can make the snow. Out west, Park City, Utah, now officially riding up close to 80 runs. Snowbird with a little fresh snow over the last week to the tune of almost 2 feet. 64 runs ready to ride. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a brand new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, small gains for the major indexes. The Dow up 20, ending the week at 11,382. NASDAQ up 12, S&P increasing 3 points. Prices at the pump, let's check it out. Gas prices steadily increasing. Experts say $3 a gallon could become the norm by Christmas. The latest Lundberg survey conducted just before the weekend shows the national average for a gallon of self-serve regular now at $2.91, up nearly 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. And overall, we're paying about 28 cents a gallon more than we were a year ago. It was a mess in Chicago over the weekend, with O'Hare Airport still trying to catch up. Hundreds of flights were canceled Saturday as a half a foot of snow fell on the area. Meanwhile, in normally balmy southwest Florida, a Canadian air mass is moving in, and over the next couple of nights, temperatures could fall below 40 in places like Fort Myers. Good luck. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Something brought you here. Fate, destiny.
A horse.
Tangled got in Harry Potter's hair to take over the number one spot of the box office. The Disney animated feature pulled in $21.5 million to finish first. The latest Harry Potter film came in second. And finally, with the holiday season here, the American Red Cross is on a mission to send 1 million holiday cards to our troops around the world. The Red Cross Holiday Mail for Heroes campaign actually started 4 years ago. Peter Macias is with the American Red Cross. He says this relatively small gesture of sending a card can make a big difference.
It's an opportunity for them to say thank you for your service, or to say happy holidays, or come home safely. This is an opportunity for you to do that.
And Macias, who served overseas himself, shares this story about a holiday card he received.
A little girl from Iowa was my favorite card. She sent a card and said, "Dear soldier, I hope you are well. Please come home safe." And her name was Deanna May. And I thought, what a neat card. It made you put a smile on your face. It's extremely uplifting.
As we said, it can make a big difference. To find out how to send a holiday card to a hero, check out redcross.org/holidaymail. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of cheap, and she's sharing her money-saving tips with you at DougSteppen.com. Click on Roberta's team page.